It's North Derbyshire Sport on North Derbyshire Radio. Delighted to say we are joined now with Nigel Mallander from Chesterfield Cricket Club. Nigel, of course, has been on the show before and has been a key member of that team that's enhanced the Queen's Park operation and Chesterfield Cricket Club's profile. Nigel, great to have you company. I suppose the first question is, how are we looking ahead of the start of the new campaign?
Well, thanks again for having me, Naz. Always great to be here. We're in great shape. People always joke with me and say the off season's the quiet season, Naz, but it's not that way at all. It's always busier, to be honest. We've strengthened the squad. We've brought some exciting new players into the squad. Ben Martindale of Nottinghamshire has joined as our second county pro. He will play alongside Ben Slater, homegrown. Ben Slater is Notts colleague when county commitments permit. We've also signed a fast bowler, Matt Stewart, a terrific young fast bowler who's on the Derbyshire Academy, very, very highly rated. A new opening batsman, Hasnain Akhtar, who's also on the Academy with Matt. Kamira Wijayanayake, our Sri Lankan professional, will be back. We've signed a number of other new players. I'm conscious that we've not got all that long today, so I won't mention them all by name, but we've signed some really great local lads as well. And we've got a new head of cricket in Kevin Latherday, who's added real purpose, real structure and organisation to our winter programme. So yeah, exciting times. We're looking in great shape for the season ahead.
The key thing from an outsider looking in to Chesterfield Cricket Club over the last few years, Nigel, is the growth of the club and the growth of the organisation and the growth of the Queen's Park operation. Has it surprised you how well the team has done and that sort of upward trajectory?
It's a great question. I think when I rewind the clock back to 2022, Naz, when I became chair, we were probably in a lull of a period. We'd just come out the other side of COVID. Mike Taylor, my predecessor, passed away, sadly. And the club got relegated from the Premier League. It was a real tricky time. It needed an injection of energy, of positivity, and to get things moving again. And whilst people may look at that sort of coinciding with me being appointed as chairman, we've got a great team at Chesterfield. We put people into great roles on and off the field, and we strengthen the squad, but we also strengthen the off-field team. And if you have a strong off-field team, you've got foundations in place to have a strong on-field team, and vice versa. And yeah, we've just been on this crest of a wave. We've had year-on-year progress on the field. We won two league titles, first and second team, in 2024. In 2025, our third team won their division. We've launched a new women's section. We've launched a new girls' team. The juniors are in great shape. We've got some really exciting talent coming through the junior section. Lots of homegrown players. So no, I don't think it surprised me. We've put a lot of work in place, a lot of structure in place. And what we are doing is we're bringing people into the club who've got a similar ethos and similar positivity. And people just want to be part of Chesterfield Cricket Club now. So you've touched upon Queen's Park. It's a unique place in the outside of Derby. We're the only place in the county that hosts first-class cricket. And let's be honest, it's the best place in the county to play cricket. So yeah, a really, really exciting time. And I'm really, really proud to be involved as chair at this time.
Tell us a little bit as well, Nigel, because Queen's Park itself, you know, that cricket square, the surroundings, that's kind of been transformed a little bit as well, because you've brought in new side screens and various other things just to improve the cricket goers' experience, haven't you?
Yes, we have. We're committed to driving the facilities forwards now. It's a special place, Queen's Park. It's, you know, one of the jewels in the crown of the town, but also Derbyshire cricket as well. And what I would say is that we want to keep progressing the club and keep moving it forward, and we want to keep bringing first-class cricket to Chesterfield and to Queen's Park. But in order to do so, you have to keep investing in the facilities, the pitch, the infrastructure. We've got a great relationship with Chesterfield Borough Council, who support us where they can. We've invested in the square. We've invested in a new irrigation system, which was vital last year with it being such a dry summer. Without that irrigation system, we would have struggled to have put those Derbyshire and special matches on, because we just could not get enough water to the pitch with it being so dry. Yes, we've invested in a new scorebox. We've completely refurbished the existing scorebox as well. A new project ahead of this coming season is new sight screens at the lake end of the ground, which will see space freed up for other users of the park. So yeah, we are very, very committed. We need to keep sponsors and partners and growing our membership, because as everybody will know out there, your listeners, you know, it's a tricky time for many, not least the businesses and the business community out there. So our sponsors and partners, we're very, very lucky to have some wonderful partners alongside us who continue to support us so generously. On and off the field, yeah, it is an exciting time. I keep saying that phrase.
You mentioned county cricket. This is going to be an interesting one, because Nottinghamshire are heading to Queen's Park. Just tell us how that came about. And again, that brings a completely different audience and a completely different stance on cricket at Queen's Park, with Nottinghamshire coming to Derbyshire, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And again, another great question. I mean, first and foremost, what I would say is fundamentally, we are a very proud Derbyshire club with very proud ties with the county club, Derbyshire. We see ourselves very much as Derbyshire's second home. And that's not just on the professional fixtures that we host every year at Queen's Park, but also the age group, the academy, Derbyshire women. The relationship has never been stronger with Derbyshire. How it came about with Nottinghamshire is they're obviously a very large club, and they have a huge load on the Trent Bridge Square with the 100, with England cricket fixtures, Nottinghamshire finals days, and so on and so forth. So they were looking to secure another outground to ease the load on the Trent Bridge Square. And we've hosted Blaze games. So for your listeners who might not be aware, the Blaze is Nottinghamshire's women's professional women's setup. We've hosted the Blaze now for 4 years. We led on bringing the Blaze to Queen's Park 4 years ago. It's been a fantastic relationship. We are heavily invested in promoting women's cricket, which is the biggest growth area of the game. And I think Nottinghamshire have been watching that progress and how we've hosted the Blaze. And a natural conversation started. And to put a long story short, here we are with a really exciting fixture to look forward to in 2026. The rationale behind it, as far as the club's concerned, is that we want to host more professional cricket. Nottinghamshire, as we all know, is just pretty much at the end of the A617 bypass. So you've got Nottinghamshire members and supporters that aren't coming from all that far away. The rail links into the town, the transport links into the town are exceptional, meaning that they can get off the train at Chesterfield train station and walk through the town and be in Queen's Park within 15-20 minutes. So it's a Friday game. It's a one-day game against Northamptonshire on Friday, the 7th of August. It's going to be a new people coming into the town. We hope that it will be a well-attended game. And of course, we're looking forward to seeing Ben Slater. As I said earlier, a homegrown Chesterfield lad, a very, very proud Chesterfield lad, and we're hoping that he will feature for Nottinghamshire in that one day with alongside our new signing Ben Martindale. So yeah, really excited. But I should add that one of our key priorities every season is, of course, the festival, and we're very much looking forward to that. That'll be towards the end of June this year, and there'll be a 4-day game between Derbyshire and Lancashire, who will be captained by the great Jimmy Anderson for the second year running. There will be a Blaze game and a Derbyshire women's game, and then the I think it'll be the 8th year in a row now, and as the Derbyshire versus Yorkshire T20, which I'm sure will be another 5,000 capacity crowd sellout at Queen's Park again.
They're always feisty affairs, those T20s, and very popular. But in terms of where we're at right now, what's the aim going forward? Because we mentioned, you know, it's a tough time, Nigel, for everyone. You know, the fact that Chesterfield Cricket Club is in such a good place right now on and off the field is down to yourselves and your colleagues, but that can only continue to grow with the support of the people of Chesterfield, the people of Derbyshire, and, you know, cricket lovers from everywhere really coming and watching the games and making sure Queen's Park is full whenever, you know, cricket is being played there.
Yes, you're right. The priorities for us really is we want to provide cricket playing opportunities for all of us. We want to keep the community seeing Chesterfield Cricket Club and Queen's Park as a key part of the community. And cricket, a game for all. I think many years ago there was possibly a bit of a misconception around Chesterfield Cricket Club because we're playing on this prestigious venue, because it's a professional first-class cricket ground at the end of the day. I think people had this misconception that it was almost that you had to be invited to play for Chesterfield Cricket Club, but that has never been the case. We want to strengthen links with the whole community, schools, organisations. We've got a growing junior section. We've got a growing girls and women's section. And if people enjoy watching the game, we would encourage them to come down and take part, be it as a playing member or as a social member or just somebody who actually enjoys the beautiful Queen's Park. There'll always be opportunities to watch cricket, to have a drink from our pavilion bar, to sit and make friends socially. It's a real great sport for that. It really is. And it's a fantastic way to spend an evening or day during the summer. We just want to keep pushing the club forward, Naz, both on the field and off the field, and leave a healthy cricket club, a healthy Queen's Park for the next generation to enjoy. And I think the progress that we've made over these last 4 years is there for all to see. But we're not resting on our laurels. We really want to keep pushing. We've strengthened the first team this season. That obviously has a nice filtering down effect onto the second, the third, and the Mansfield League team that we enter on a Sunday. You can see the progress of the youngsters coming through our junior section. And I don't see any reason why we can't be challenging after a year of stability last year and cementing our position back in the Premier Division. I don't see any reason why we can't challenge at the top this coming season. We've got a strong squad. They've got another year of experience under their belts. And I think it's going to be a really great season ahead. And that takes me on to the women's section, who are, you know, it's just going from strength to strength. The enthusiasm, the positivity, the improvement of all our girls and women. It's been such a fantastic addition to our cricket club. And again, if anybody's listening to this who's keen on taking up the game and they've either played it before or brand new to the game, you will be welcomed at Chesterfield Cricket Club. It is the finest place in the county to play cricket.
Nigel, best of luck for the upcoming season and the campaign and all the events that are happening at Queen's Park. And thank you again for joining us.
Great to speak to you, Naz. Thanks very much again.